podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is not Chris, your host. This is Kevin. I'm the guest announcer this week because I knew that Lions in the Street was penned by Jim Morrison in 1970, which proves that I have a lot of skeletons in my closet that we won't be revisiting on my podcast, the Extra Mile Podcast. Come and check out the Extra Mile, where your fellow runners share their thoughts and dreams as they train. You too can share by sending any audio clip to the Extra Mile Podcast at gmail.com or by dialing the Extra Mile Podcast Message Center at 513-397-0525, where operators are standing by. So, and wherever and whenever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in. You ready to have some fun? Come on then, let's go for a run.
Like we're being watched.
Away with your weapon. I mean you no harm. I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm looking for someone.
Looking? Found someone you have, I would say.
Right.
Help you, I can. Yes.
I don't think so. I'm looking for a great warrior.
Oh! Great warrior. Wars not to make one great.
Chris Runner Yoda, we have journeyed here to the jungle planet of Kazoot in the Dagobah system to share with you, O Master, these wonders we have acquired for our running.
Oh, what wonders are these, young Padawan, to me you have brought?
See here, Master Chris Runner Yoda, we have Garmins and Nikes to automatically track our speed and distance, to make our running an exact science, and free us from the worries of having to track our own time and distance and effort.
Oh, I see, young Padawan. But I ask you, do these devices serve you, or do you serve them?
But Master, how will we know our speed and distance if we have not these wonderful tools?
Trust the Force, young one. Listen to your body. Force fit not the human and spiritual into this mechanical case. If your Garmin tells you that you are running an 8-minute mile, but you feel as if a 7-minute mile you run, who is to say which is right? Learn to listen to your body, I say, and run to the internal clock of your heart rate, breathing, and effort. For to master this skill, you will never be without batteries.
I will try, Master Chris Runner Yoda.
No try, young Padawan. Do. Now leave me. Intervals I have to do, I must. May the Force be with you.
Well, hello, my friends. This is Chris, and it's time to podcast. Welcome to episode 57. Huh. Well, sure has been an eventful week so far. And how are we? Huh, my mindful mavens of the mid-back? Not melancholy, malevolent, or malodorous, I hope. I'm good. No, really, I'm good. For some reason, we got President's Day off, so I got one of those surprise long weekends, and it was pretty good. Saturday, I drove down to Cape Cod, took the ferry over to Martha's Vineyard, and I ran a 20-mile race. Ran it well, too. Felt so good on Sunday, as a matter of fact, that I went out for a 7-mile monster hill run with Buddy the Wonder Dog and guys from my club, and I was really amazed at how non-beat up I felt and how quickly I recovered from this race. So I really didn't want it to work, but I'm beginning to think that the Endurance Pro from Kona Endurance, the magic mushroom pills, I'm beginning to think they work. You know, the reason I didn't want it to work is that I'm seriously anti-pill, anti-supplement, and anti-drug, but I'm feeling really strong and recovering well. So there you go. Kona Endurance Pro gets a tentative thumbs up in the laboratory that is my body. Got in a pretty good treadmill session, doing 6 by a quarter at just around a 6:30 pace, which if I complete my plan uninjured and everything continues goes well, I'm in the neighborhood of a 6:20 marathon shape. Not a 6:20, a 3:20 marathon shape. I could probably run a 6:22, but I'd have to lay down and take a nap, which is a bad thing, actually, because if I get too good shape, I get all compulsive about it, and I turn into a compulsive runner-racer guy and try to hammer out the marathon, and then I don't have any fun. I get injured. Where's the fun? Where's the joy? It's a constant battle with my evil-driven, evil ego. Got that going for me. Yeah, so HBO released a bunch of old episodes of Entourage for me on their on-demand station, so I'm afraid I spent most of the rest of Sunday sitting on a couch and watching TV. But I'm well-rested, and I'm definitely well-fueled. I can't seem to get under 190 pounds in this particular training program. What I've been doing is, based on the nutritional experts there, I used to be really ravenous in the evenings, so I started eating a half a organic peanut butter and jelly sandwich on whole wheat bread around 10 o'clock in the morning and the other half around 2, 3 in the afternoon. And I found that helps me stay, I feel full, but I think I'm adding extra calories, you know. I mean, I feel full, but I'm adding those extra calories, so I don't know. I got to lose some weight. Anyhow, went out with the wife this week and bought a car for the bumper girl. She's looking at colleges. And I have to tell you, you can get some pretty awesome deals on cars these days. So if you're not too afraid of the future, you know, and this is a good thing because the old truck is leaking antifreeze like a stuck pig. So I threw some of that coagulant in it, but I think major radiator surgery is in my future. And it's okay because I already have my 80-year-old dad lined up for radiator surgery. We'll take it apart in his driveway and make it run some more. So today, my friends, on the Run, Run, Live podcast, we talked to Kevin from Just Finish about his quest to create a bunch of new runners and build a community around it and sell some t-shirts and stuff. So I got a ton of new friends on Facebook and Twitter this week. You'll forgive me if I don't enumerate, but thanks a bunch. Love the company. Love to hear from people. I'm CYKT Russell on Twitter and Chris Russell in Boston with a picture of me standing on top of a mountain in Facebook. So, you know, if it isn't too much effort, you can also give me an iTunes review if you want. Anything you want, reach out to me. Love it. Lots of good stuff today, my friends. Buddy the Wonder Dog and I have been running hard and working hard to earn your love. So, on with the show.
Just stopped in at the ubiquitous McDonald's, French-American restaurant, for a little break on my drive down here. Brings up a couple of thoughts. One is, how can people eat that stuff, man? They must serve billions of those sausage, egg, and grease patties that they are slopping out there. And the old folks, the place is packed, man. There's probably 30 old folks in there. The pensioners, as they would say, are sucking that stuff down. I mean, how'd they live to be this old, eating that stuff? I don't know. Maybe all this nutritional advice is all just a bunch of hoo-ah. You eat what you want, and it doesn't matter. Yeah, so don't you hate it when you get off the highway, you're out traveling someplace, and you get off the highway, and there's like a sign for, you know, McDonald's or something like that, and you get off the highway, and it's nowhere to be found. It's like 10 miles from the exit. There should be a law. There should be a law. I hate that. So I just want to get off and get back on. I don't want to be driving around your town, seeing your sights. I just want my damn coffee, my potty break, and I want to get back going. Maybe there should be a law against type A people like me. Should go to counseling. Exit angst counseling. Yeah.
Patience!
And now for the equipment check.
Okay, for my equipment check here, I met this guy in the staging area for the race on Saturday, and he was passing out these cups with these little splash lids on them for us to practice with. He had like a box of them, and they're like those clear plastic domes with the hole in the top, exactly like the tops you'd put on a slushie at 7-Eleven, if any of you know what that's like. You know, except that they're smaller and they fit on those little 8-ounce cups that are on the water tables. So I guess he's providing them to race directors to prevent spillage and splashing. I don't know how they worked. I carry my own water bottle, and I don't really drink from the cups on the table unless something has gone horribly wrong in the race. I'm typically not drinking out of their cups. But he was at the 11-mile water stop. I didn't see him.
So who are you? What are you selling?
Oh, my name is John Tryon. I'm the president of Splash Lids.
Splash Lids. What
Splash
are Splash Lids?
Splash Lids are cups with caps, a little spout on the top.
Uh-huh.
You can drink while you're running at water stops. You don't have to spill that sticky liquid all over you. You can sport drink all over you, and you don't get wet, and you get more water down.
Okay.
The important thing is try to respect the volunteers at the water stop. Throw them to the side. I usually have a trash box about 100 yards down. Just throw them in the trash box.
So what do? You carry them with you?
Nope. You just get them at the water stop.
Okay.
You carry them until you're done with them and throw them in the trash box.
Okay. So it helps. So it's basically you give them to the race directors. They use them,
right,
and it helps you from spilling so much.
Right. We'll be using them in the race today at mile 12. I'm staffing that water stop.
All right.
So we'll give them to people, and
all right, we'll give
race. We'll take comments.
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
Yep. So,
you can't do the pinch thing now. You gotta.
Right. Well, you can if you really want to do that. If you really want to put it up your nose like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Flip the cap off and pinch it.
All right. It's almost like the slushy cover you'd get at 7-Eleven.
Right. It's like a sippy cup for adults, for runners.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I mean you no harm.
Hey, this is Chris, and this is another podcast first. I'm doing the ferry cast here. I'm on a ferry over from Cape Cod to Martha's Vineyard. It's the other ferry coming back. It's like a car ferry, right? One of those big ones. I'm on the top deck, and I figured it would be really, really cold up here, but it's not. We must be going with the wind. It's good surf, though. We got a good roll here. We got a good 5 or 6 foot pitch from either side. It's very, very calm and docile, though, given that beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky. Not much of a cloud in the sky. It is a little nippy. It's about 35, you know, in single digits Celsius, 35 Fahrenheit. Don't know what I'm going to do for this race. Going over for the 20-miler. It's a flat course. It's an interesting course because you get sort of a tailwind for the first 10 miles, and then you turn the corner right into the wind, and it's brutal for about 2 miles. Then you pitch down into a bike path to finish it up for the last six or so, and it's definitely a tester. Not a lot of hills, but it's definitely a tester. I've run this race a whole bunch of times. And since, you know, I'm such a serious runner, I executed some excellent focused preparation for this. The bumper girl was in the play last night, so I stayed up late at the school watching the play. So I didn't get much sleep. But when I got home from the play, my wife gave me a box of chocolates for Valentine's Day, so I ate them all. Every single last one of them. Just sat down and ate them. Got up this morning early, tried to find my stuff. Yeah, didn't lay out my stuff the night before, so God knows what I'll have. I got my race bib. I got my shoes on. What else do you need? I haven't met anybody I know yet, so I'm kind of solo on this one, which is strange. Kind of disappointing and strange. But yeah, the ferry's full of all these sort of gaunt, skinny, weird-looking people with runners on. And so we're heading over there. And it's pretty cool. So I got this sort of windbreaker I figured I'd use because it's not that cold, so I didn't bring my yellow sweater. I made a game-time decision not to bring my yellow sweater, which is my cold-weather running outfit. But I got this sort of windbreaker on that I got from my races, and I put it on just now, and the zipper's broken, so the zipper doesn't zip up. And one of these shirts that I'm wearing has the stinky shirt disease. I got them all out of the clean laundry pile, but one of them definitely has the disease because something isn't right there. But I got my, I think I'm going to wear my GoLite, my belt, just so I can have some Duralites and some goos comfortably stuck in there. And I'll stick my recorder in there, too. I think I'm going to wear my iPod, because like I said, I don't really know anybody, so I'll just sort of chill out, listen to some podcasts. And my plan here is to try to go out early, easy, and then see if I can do negative splits. We'll see what happens.
He is too old. Yes. Too old to begin the training.
I hope the wind isn't too bad. Out here running down the beach. There's a car. Just when you pull the recorder out, right? Looking across the Atlantic. And Nantucket. Once knew a man from Nantucket. But that's another story. About the 8 mile mark here. Hold on. I'm figuring out what to wear. I'm kind of overheating, but I know I'll need it when we turn into the wind up here. I got ocean on both sides. I'm running down the peninsula. I hope the wind isn't too bad. I'm about 145 at 2 minutes up on an 8-minute pace. So whatever that is, 745, 750 pace. It's a little faster than I want to go out. Hope I don't crash too bad, which I usually do in this race. But I've been sort of trying to focus on running conversation. I mean, here I'm not struggling. But it's tough, it's flat, a little bit of a tailwind. You think you're running easy, but you're not. So, let's see what happens. Nice day, though. Beautiful sun. Beautiful beach. Running right towards where Ted Kennedy had his car wreck. Jack quit. There you go, all you Republicans. So, hey, talk to you later.
And now for our featured interview.
All right, folks, so before we get on with the interview with Kevin here, I have to mention that he's going to give 10%, donating 10% of all sales among our official team Just Finished members, his official Just Finished team members, for run charity stuff. So if you pre-announce the discount code, he'll donate some profits for you. So look for that on his site. The Just Finish site. All right.
Stay and help you, I will.
All right, Kevin.
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Man, it's been a big couple of weeks for you, huh?
Oh yeah, having another baby has changed my world. That's for sure. For the better.
Yeah. So tell me about the baby. You got a little girl now.
Yep, I got another girl. 3 weeks ago, she was born, Leah Ann. It's our second, and she came a few weeks early. Same with our first one. Luckily, this time we were a little bit better prepared for it, and everything's going great. Makes getting out and running a little harder every day, but somehow I'm managing to do it.
But didn't you just run something big, like a half or a marathon or something?
No. I'm training for one, so I've been doing some long runs here and there, but nothing on the schedule recently.
I thought I saw something on Twitter.
I might have just said I did 12 miles the other day on the treadmill.
Yeah, well, that's good on you, doing 12 miles on the treadmill. That'll make you insane.
No, I think that's my limit. I don't think I can go any further than that. I was ready to quit at about 8 or 9, but somehow I managed to pull through.
Yeah, I did 15 on the treadmill once this year, just because I thought it would be a little bit of an adventure, see if I could do it, and it was horrible. it never changes pace, you know, and it's boring.
Yeah. One thing I read about running on a treadmill that I'm going to start doing now is someone said is every quarter mile, do something, change your pace, change the incline, you know, just do something every quarter mile and keep it kind of interesting. So I think I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, I was talking to those treadmill guys. I told them that, you know, you should have programs you can put in that simulate something. I don't know. So anyhow, justfinish.com is Kevin, right?
You got it. That's me.
That's you. You guys got your site up? Live? Going?
Oh, yeah. We're doing real good. For those of you who don't know, justfinish.com is an online community, kind of like Facebook, where we're dedicated to helping and motivating and encouraging endurance athletes to finish extraordinary events. And we've been up and running for about three months now, and things are going good.
Yeah, it's awesome. I see a lot of the same folks out there that we talk to on Twitter and trade information within the community.
Yeah, you know, Twitter's been probably my number one marketing avenue so far, and it's been working really good for me. And there's a lot of great people out there on Twitter.
So you got a lot of new members over at the site?
We're up to 340 members as of right now, which is pretty good. I think for 3 months, that's pretty good. I'm hoping that I'm actually working on a business plan right now, and maybe go out and get some outside money. Not a lot, but just a little to get us going. And hopefully by the end of the year, I wouldn't mind to be up around 2,000, 3,000 members. I think we can do it.
Venture capital isn't really easy to come by right now. A lot of those guys have some issues in their portfolio.
Well, I'm not thinking big venture capitalists. I'm thinking just some. I got some family members or some friends,
right.
Or I'm just talking a few thousand bucks. I don't need 25 million.
Right. Yeah. Those guys, they won't talk to you unless you have $10 million business plan.
Yeah. Exactly. But I just like to get going and market. I got some big ideas about getting out to some expos and getting some decals or some information in the goodie bags at some of the events. So
what's the product? What are we selling? What are we buying?
Well, as far as products for sale on the site here, we have a variety of clothing. We'll be expanding here pretty shortly. But, you know, T-shirts, running apparel, hats, that's about it. I don't think we're going to get into shorts or bottoms per se, but just shirts, mainly performance gear.
Yeah,
and,
but that's not your product.
Say that again?
That's not your product. Your product is the community, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep, yeah. And providing a community for runners and walkers and bikers and mountain bikers and triathletes to meet each other and provide support and motivation for each other and encouragement.
Yeah, it's great. And have you seen, I think I've seen some of your folks have completed some stuff over the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, just this weekend we had a couple new members down in Alabama. One of them finished his first marathon. And he just contacted me today and said he wants to do another one that I'm running up in Cleveland in May. And then another woman finished her first half marathon. So we're getting a lot of members out there actually finishing some events. A lot of their firsts, but some of them, again, this weekend, one of our members who's doing 12 marathons in 12 months, I think he just finished his fourth marathon in this program here that he's doing. It was his 26th overall. He just finished one this weekend in Austin, Texas. So yeah, I think it's working.
I just traded communication with some guy in England who's running 10 marathons in 10 days or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
People are just nuts with all this running stuff. I think the harsh economic times brings it out in people too. I think they start looking around and go, "What can I do that's more fulfilling?" You know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that got me into launching this community is losing my job back in December and kind of taking an idea that I had had for a few years and a hobby of selling some clothing online and basically, you know, just turning that into, you know, almost a blessing in disguise and forcing me to turn this idea into an actual career.
Yeah, well, you know, you'd be like the Life is Good guys. Those guys started selling T-shirts out the front. Brian, what are they, a $50 million business? Something like that?
Oh, easily. Yeah, they're definitely an awesome story, and I'm a big fan of their clothing. So hopefully I can do a percentage of what they've done.
Now you're somewhere around Detroit, right?
Yeah, just north of Detroit, St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
They used to make cars there, I remember.
Yeah, we used to. There used to be a couple, like three companies here. You know, the big three. Yeah, and most of my family has been affected by that in one way or another, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, my favorite car ever I had when I was a kid was a '69 Eldorado.
Okay.
Now that was a car.
Well, I was a Ford. I was a Ford family, so I'd be a big Mustang fan.
Yeah, that was. It's funny, in people may or may not know this, but back in the, you know, '50s, '60s, and '70s, you were either a Ford or a Chevy or a Buick family, and that's all. Your whole family sort of drove that kind of car.
Yeah, hell yeah. I couldn't own anything else.
Yeah, like brand loyalty. What's the new plans? What are the big plans? What do you get going for the new year? Besides trying to get enough sleep and feed the baby.
Oh, geez. Don't get me started on that. Personally, I'm training for a couple marathons this year. Cleveland in May, and then hopefully New York City in November. And if not, then I'll just run Detroit again in October. As far as the site's going, though, I'm hoping to, you know, we want to expand the product line as far as the clothing offered. Just looking to get some people out there spreading the word for us online and getting some big fans to promote the site among their running buddies. Looking to get some more members. Hopefully add a lot more groups and events to the site, which I think is big for building that community. You know, like I said before, I wouldn't mind to get to an expo or two throughout the year.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure getting a booth at an expo is the best use of marketing dollars, but you never know. You got to go where the people are, right?
Yeah, we do. And as far as getting our, in front of the most beginning runners, who maybe our site is more geared towards, I think that we can do it that way.
So tell us about the site. What's the layout? What do you do? What's there?
Say that again. I can't hear you.
Yeah, am I making noise? I'm walking in the snow.
Oh, that must be it.
I'm out in the woods with Buddy the Wonder Dog.
Oh, that sounds like fun. What's the weather like?
It's about 32-ish.
Okay.
Just
perfect.
Freezing. Yeah, so the snows are kind of crunchy.
But
we haven't got a snowstorm in almost 2 weeks, so we're due.
Oh, wow.
So,
we were up to about 60 degrees last weekend, and then we got another couple inches, and it's starting to warm up again. So
yeah,
finally get off that treadmill and get outside and start running.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to getting back in the woods for real, because I like running in the woods. That's where I get all my energy from. So I was asking, tell me about the site. Tell me, you know, what's there to do? What's the site like?
Sure. Well, it's a community site. So, like I said in my beginning there, it's very similar to Facebook, where you can join, join for free. There's different events that you can add to the site, or you can RSVP to the sites. There's different groups where maybe you're a beginner runner and you're just thinking about running your first 5K. Well, we got a group for that where you can join that and meet other members who are in the same boat. Some of our experienced members might be along there to help and give some advice to you. There's groups for, there's about 35 groups on the site right now based on event, based on just running or biking. We've got groups for push-ups and sit-ups, just eating healthy. So there's a lot of ways to get on the site and meet up with people who are like-minded and doing the same things you're doing to stay healthy. We have, great. And then, there's a discussion board and forums for again, basically the same things. We have, for the different events or training, or I'm running my first triathlon. What kind of advice can you give me? What clothes do you wear when you run? What gadgets do you prefer? Talk about your shoes. I mean, it covers everything as far as running or cycling or triathlete. You can meet up and you can become friends with people very similar, like Facebook.
Yeah, and you guys meet up at events and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have we haven't had any official meetup events yet, but there are there's quite a few on the calendar where we've had or will have multiple members there. In fact, I know I'm running in Cleveland in May and we're gonna have at least 10 members there, if not more. We had 3 down in Alabama this weekend that I think they all got together, and it was the first time they had.
That was at Mercedes in Birmingham, right?
Yes.
I said that was probably our friend Jason and Gordon and those guys, right?
Was Gordon down there? I didn't hear if he was down there. I know the three people that I know were down there. They're not big Twitter people, so I don't know if you would have heard of them.
Okay. Well, great. How did everybody do? How was the day?
It was real good. I've only heard back from 2 of them, but like I said, they were both first timers. One was a first time marathoner, and one was a first time half marathoner. They both finished, and they're happy with that. I don't know the times right off the top of my head.
Right.
But like I said, Kyle, who is just getting into this running thing, and I think he's realizing how addictive it can be. I mean, he contacted me right away and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about coming up to Cleveland and running another marathon with you in May."
Awesome.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Well, so at the end of the day, that's what we're in it for, right? Is to get more people involved, try to get
exactly.
More people addicted.
Yeah. Just like what is your saying? You wanna touch or talk to a million people about running?
Yeah, get a million people running.
I'm right there with you.
Because it's sort of like codependence, right?
Yep.
We want a million new codependents.
Share the pain with each other, right?
Yeah. So there'll be lots of events for me to go to. So I just ran the Martha's Vineyard 20-miler on Sunday.
Oh, I saw. How was that?
It went okay. I held my pace. I was very happy. I was right on target. But then the next day, I felt great. I went out and ran another 7-miler with my buddies. So,
wow.
So I'm more happy with the recovery than I am with the race. You know what I mean?
Right. And you're what? You got a big marathon coming up, or you're usually pretty busy.
Well, I'm kind of training for Boston. But, I run Boston every year, so that's sort of my local race.
Okay. Well, be on the lookout for a bunch of Just Finished shirts while you're there, because I know we'll have, I think we got 6 or 7 people at least that'll be there.
Well, I know the race director. I'll probably get him back on the show, so.
Okay.
McGilvery, so. Yeah, I'll be down the expo. I think, I'm pretty sure that's a pretty expensive expo to go hang out at, so. If you
I'm
want
sure
to get
it is.
Food. Yeah. So if you needed me to give away some shirts or something, I'll do it for you.
All right. Hey, speaking of that, I do have I did set up a coupon code through our shopping cart for listeners of your podcast.
All right. What are they
getting? So anyone who wants to join, actually there's a couple perks here. Anyone who goes and joins the site, justfinished.com, and then when you sign up, it'll ask you how you heard of us. If you click the Run Live podcast box, you'll be entered into a drawing. We'll give away 1 or 2 shirts depending on how many people join. And then also, if you wanted to purchase anything through the store or join our team, there's a 10% discount code, and it's just Run Live that, or just Run Run Live.
Awesome.
Enter that into the box, and that's 10% off.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I think it's good though. Like you said, to have a community, because a lot of us, you know, we have jobs, we have families, and we have what I like to call our Clark Kent personas.
Yep.
And a lot of times our families and our jobs see this whole running thing as a kind of a big pain in the ass, and it's good to have codependents out there that we can talk to and lean on for support in our sport and our lives. So
definitely, and there are a lot of different communities out there, and I've had some feedback from people saying, oh, another community, but I think that that ours kind of with the positive, you know, just finished motto, and the, you know, we're not centered around just keeping track of your miles or you know, mapping your runs or whatever. I think that's going to be a big driving force for us.
Yeah, and you know, there's millions and millions of runners out there, so you don't need all of them. So
yeah, indeed.
And there's more every day. We got to work together to get more and more runners.
Yeah, but definitely. I my brother was never a runner, and he always used to, you know, be that guy that said, "Oh, you're crazy. I'm never going to run." And I got him introduced to we do the marathon relay here every year in Detroit, and every year I ask him to do it, and he's like, all right, I'll do it, and then he every time I see him, he gets mad at me, because he has to run, and then every year he signs up again. Well, this year he's going to do the half, so
all right.
It's kind of, next year I think he'll probably do the full with me.
That's great. So there you go, one at a time, right?
Exactly, yep.
All right, man, it was great talking to you. I wish you success. I love entrepreneurs.
All right, well, thanks for having me, Chris.
And we'll see you out there, all right?
All right, thanks.
Bye. All right, bye.
We get over here at 750s, there's me, 753, 237.21, 96, what's that say, 12th in my division,
142,
yeah, are you a female, 45 to 49,
no, but I ran, we're together, right behind,
okay,
what is she, is that number 3,
6,
Six?
Yeah, 6, 246.54, 821, Amy Mosca.
No.
Becky Wright is the next one, same time.
What time was her place?
3, she's 3rd, yeah. So
okay.
she medaled.
Yeah. And what am I, I'm the next one.
You're the next one? You 6? Yeah.
Okay.
So you're like me.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing but sore legs.
Strong am I with the force.
All right, so here I am on the ferry ride again, back. Don't pay the ferryman or pay the ferryman or something like that, but heading back to the landlocked part of Massachusetts. So anyhow, yeah, I had a pretty good race. You know, the bit after my last little message here, the bit ran too fast. Then we turned into the wind, and it was a slugfest for about 5 miles into the wind with some rolling hills. And so that's when you do a lot of work there. And then I was able to hold it, though. I was able to hold it. Held my pace in pretty good. I mean, just stay at the office. Stay at the office. No crash. No muss, no fuss. So the magic mushroom pills must be working. Or I'm training right. Something's going right. So here I am looking out at the Cape Cod, out in the ocean. Beautiful ferry. Maybe I can do this sometime. It's really nuts.
No more training do you require. Already know you. That's what you need.
Here's today's quick tips.
All right, all right, all right. Here we are. Me and Fuddy the Wonder Dog. Down at the pond. Pond is still totally frozen over, although there are some watery patches around the edge. There's still kids out on their four-wheelers and stuff out on the ice. Ice is pretty beat up. You couldn't skate down here. You probably do that sail thing that they do with the... Sometimes we're out here on those ice boats, which is looks kind of cool. But he doesn't want to go out there. He's like, not supposed to be water here. Hey, dog, stay off the ice. That's not a good idea. It's still pretty thick, I guess. But anyhow, so, yeah, guess what? I'm out running in the afternoon after work, and it's 5:26, and the sun isn't up, but the sun is out. And I may make it back before I'm blind in the dark. Because, actually, with the snow still on the ground, the trails are easy to see. And it melted last week, so it's all, hear it, it's all crunchy and hard. So it's good footing for the yak tracks. Nice firm surface and really motor. So that's good. Hey, I wanted to give you a little tip. And I thought of this because it's running the Martha's Vineyard race. Martha's Vineyard 20-miler last week, and I was thinking about this. It's a difficult race, not because of any other reason than just the sort of the wind and the topography.
But the wind is really, there's this one point in the race around 10 miles where you turn directly into the wind if you ever run it. So you sort of got a tailwind for the first 10 miles, so it forces you to go out too fast and people can't control themselves. And then you turn the corner right into this headwind for like 2 miles. And it's a little sort of uphill, rolling hill section. And people don't realize how hard they work. And at this point in their training schedule, this is typically their longest long run. So they're just probably right on the edge of being in shape for this kind of mileage. And what happens is they don't realize how much energy they burn on this running into the wind. And then they typically, a lot of people fail at this race around the 15, 16 mile mark and have to slog it in, which I usually have to as well. I didn't this year. But I just want to talk about running into the wind like that. There's some strategies. If you know you're going to be doing a lot of running into the wind, you triathlon guys know this, because the drag in water is the most important thing. And biking into a wind is way worse than running into a wind. So us runners, typically, you know, we don't even think about the wind because we can just put our head down and top it up. But it's still a drag there. You're still burning a lot more energy to ride into the wind. So one of your strategies is just be slipperier. And you can do that by wearing form-fitting clothes, right? Something real tight and slippery. You know, a form-fitting sort of hat and all that kind of stuff. The other thing you want to do is you want to get small. When you turn into the wind, you get small. Which means you sort of hunch together and sort of, you know, lean into it. Make your body as small. Make your exposure to the wind as small as possible. And bring your arms in tight to your side and your hands to your front, and try not to cut a big surface area. So, and the other thing that you can try to do, because most of the time you're in a road or a path, and if there's trees or walls or some sort of, you know, geography, typically the wind isn't as bad. There's soft spots in the road, so you can search out. You know, there might be, I try to sometimes find that right up against the tree line there's less wind. But, you know, sometimes it's in the middle of the road. But you can look around and see where the soft spot is. And as always, in road racing, there's no laws against drafting. Not like triathlon. So you can pull right up on somebody's shoulder. I mean, it's bad form to step on them, but you can pull right up on their shoulder and run in their wind shadow. And it doesn't really affect them, and it helps everybody. And sometimes I'll even team up with people in a windy race. I'll get two or three people, and we'll do the old Peloton thing and just keep trading places, because everybody wins. So running into the wind. See ya.
Okay, folks, that's it, friends. Another episode of the Run, Run, Live podcast in the bag, in the can. Not sure who's on deck for next week. Actually, I am. It's a surprise. Somebody famous. This guy was my idol in the 70s when I was growing up in cross country. And he's, I think, is tied for the record, only living person, tied for the record of the most bus and marathons wins in a row. Local guy. I think you know who I'm talking about. If you've ever been running around here, you'd know. So, yeah, I'm going to talk to Bill Rogers next week. Love Bill. So that's pretty cool. After my relative success at Martha's and the fact that I'm feeling pretty healthy, I'm starting to fall in love with the idea of running to work a couple of times. I've got about a 20-mile commute, and I can do most of it on back roads, and there's a shower at work. So worst case, you know, it'd take me, what, 3 hours if I go real slow and stop a lot? You know, I'll have to position some clothes in the office and figure out a way to get a ride home, but it sure would be something to talk about. I could probably get in the newspaper for that, huh? So, races coming up? I don't know. I guess I could be talked into a St. Paddy's Day race. I know Newman, a.k.a. Brad, is doing a challenge for that Buckeye. It snowed again this week, but I can smell spring, and the days are getting longer. I pine. I yearn. Nay, I lust for my trails. I hope you all have a compelling week. Now's the time that is fraught with opportunity. Look to turn challenges into opportunity now, because now is the time, folks, to make things happen. And now's the time to put in motion events that will have a lasting impact. Now's the time, folks. Let's get to it. And as always, you'll only be able to see me if I see you out there. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.